理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 19, Arbitration.
Mr. Parker is a customer from Australia. He calls the Foreign Economic and Trade Arbitration Commission to arrange a meeting with Ms. Lee, the Secretary General.
Good morning, Ms. Lee.
Good morning. Won't you have a seat, Mr. Parker? How is business?
Good. My company has always enjoyed good relations with machine packs.We have been doing business now for 8 years.
Very good.
That's a particular clause in our contract, which I'd like to discuss with you.
You mean the arbitration clause?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I know it by heart now. It says, in case of a dispute, it should be first settled through friendly negotiation, and if negotiation fails, it should be submitted for arbitration. Now I'm pleased to say we have never had occasion to invoke this particular clause.
And I hope you never will.
Right. It has been extremely interesting to learn a little about your way of resolving contractual disputes through friendly negotiation and conciliation.
That's nice to hear. We are guided by the principles of independence and initiative, equality and mutual benefit, and reference to international practice.
Sounds fair, but tell me, what kinds of disputes do you usually handle?
Well, disputes arising from foreign trade and transportation of goods, insurance, joint ventures involving Chinese and foreign investments, partnership, joint exploitation of natural resources, transfer of technology, financing, and loans, leasing, and so on.
I see.I wonder if you could give me some idea as to how conciliation is conducted.
With pleasure. The first stage in conciliation is to find out where the problem is and what the liabilities are. The conciliation can take place at any time before an arbitral award is made.
I suppose most cases can be settled through conciliation.
Yes, as a matter of fact.The majority of them are. The disputing parties don't have to appear before an arbitration tribunal. Conciliation can be conducted either face-to-face or by correspondence. When a compromise has been reached, the arbitration commission issues a conciliatory statement to end the dispute.
I see.I'm sure it's a quick and effective way to settle a dispute.
Of course, the whole process is voluntary.
And if they succeed?
The case is solved to the satisfaction of all concerned.
If it fails?
The case is referred to arbitration in accordance with arbitration clause.
If I may ask,Are foreign citizens never invited to join the Chinese panel of arbitrators?
Yes. New rules came into effect on January 1st, 1989, which enable foreigners to be included in the panel of arbitrators.
How about enforcement?
Should the award not be carried out by one party, then the People's Court in China can enforce it.At the request of the other party.
Well, that was most informative. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. If you think of any other questions, just let me know.
How are you, Mr. Carr?
Fine, thank you. I'm very pleased to see you again. We've talked over and agreed upon everything for the past 3 days. Shall we sign the contract right now?
Oh, wait a minute, please.This transaction is rather different from the previous ones. Besides, the large quantity, the precise machine tools we've ordered are very valuable.
Yes, our machine tools are of good quality, so they are certainly valuable.
Just because of this, I suggest we stress the arbitration clause in the contract in case disputes may arise.
Okay, we also attach great importance to the arbitration clause. I know you Chinese have a saying, preparedness averts peril. Am I right?
Quite right.
I think the provision of arbitration is really a matter of great concern to both of us. Though I believe any disputes can be solved through amicable negotiation since we are old friends.
Right. Arbitration is generally the last resort if there's no alternative.
Then, where do you want to have arbitration held?
Is it agreeable to you to adopt our usual practice that arbitration are conducted in China?
We'd better not regulate the location for arbitration and the arbitral organization now.
Okay, we may discuss to agree upon a temporary arbitrary body in case of disputes. Maybe in a third country, in order to seek a fair and equitable solution to the problems.
Sounds reasonable. This is just what I want.
The clause should be like this. Any disputes arising from the execution of this contract should be settled in a friendly way. If no settlement can be reached through consultation and conciliation, the disputes should be submitted for arbitration by mutually nominated arbitrator. The arbitrator's decision on the dispute is final and binding upon both parties.
Good. Only one thing is not mentioned. How is the cost of the arbitration be divided?
Generally speaking, all the fees for arbitration should be borne by the losing party unless otherwise awarded by the court.
It's acceptable. Arbitration is the last resort. I hope we'll never use it.
So do I.